CLIL 2 Literature Exercise 1, page 30.
The Sea Wolf. Humphrey Van Weyden was sailing off the California coast when his ferry sank. A ship saved him, but its cruel captain, Wolf Larsen, forces Humphrey to work for him. Now, one night, Humphrey and Maud, another passenger, see a chance to escape.
Larsen buried his head in his hands. "What's the matter?" I asked, resting my hand on his shoulder. "It's those headaches. Help me into my bed," he said. Maud looked at me curiously as I came up on deck, but I walked past her. Lewis was at the wheel. "You may go and rest," I said, taking it from him. At last, the deck was empty. I walked back to Maud and put my finger on my lips for silence. "Ready for a journey of 600 miles or so?" I asked. "You mean..." she replied, and I knew she had guessed right. "Yes," I said. "There is nothing left for us here." Straight away, I opened a trap door and began looking for supplies. Carrying a candle, I worked in silence, collecting canned goods, blankets, and oilskins. Next, we lowered a small boat, but then, suddenly, a sailor appeared on deck, his back towards us. I could hear my heart beating as we both lay flat in the boat, but the man never turned. Instead, he stretched his arms, yawned, and went back below deck. I quickly put the supplies in the boat and helped Maud on board. I had never rowed in my life, but with great difficulty, I soon got the boat moving. We turned our heads, happy to see the ghost for the last time. Then, slowly, she faded away and we were alone on the dark sea.